Jeannie Patel Thompson, international best-selling author, health product formulator, horse listener, earth singer, mother, medicine woman, elephant acolyte, and regenerative farmer. This is the Jeannie Podcast.
Hey y'all, Jeannie here. As per usual, late at night, voice is a little husky. Like most people, when is it quiet enough to record a podcast? After everyone's in bed. Let's talk about saboteurs today. And let's talk about how we can identify and begin to dance with our own saboteurs. So if you've had a period in your life where maybe you identified that something was a dream or perhaps even just a desire, and yet the days passed and the months passed, perhaps years passed, and this thing that you wrote in your journal that you wanted, this thing that you maybe told a whole bunch of people that you wanted or that you were going to do or that was this goal of yours, still remains undone. And maybe you're taking a look at that and asking yourself, what the heck happened? How is it that this thing that I desire still hasn't happened? And then you might get into all your excuses, okay? So you might say, well, I didn't have enough money, or my kids weren't old enough, or I had to finish this thing first, and I had to learn that thing first. And some of your excuses may be valid. You know, they may be clear choices that you made to say, well, I could have, but I chose to do this. And by owning your choice and by owning your agency and your autonomy, that ceases to be a saboteur and instead just becomes a choice. So that's the first thing that we need to become aware of, and to perhaps change our languaging. Instead of saying, I couldn't, I wish, identify those elements where you actually made a clear choice not to proceed ahead. That's not to make yourself feel bad. That's to empower yourself. Think about it as a room that's really cluttered and filled with junk. And how do you feel in that room? You know, it's hard to move. It's hard to organize anything. It's hard to get your head straight. And the same happens with us psychologically and emotionally. If our brain is cluttered and junked up with all these shoulda, coulda, woulda, that doesn't give us any clarity, and that certainly doesn't give us access to action. So a good way to start by to clear out that junk is to start acknowledging where you actually chose not to move forward, where you actually chose to delay things, where you chose to put another thing as a priority over that dream or desire. And these are all things that declutter your room. They get rid of the junk. They start to organize the space around you. So it's a net positive, believe me. The other thing is you have to take a really honest look at the places in your life where you are leaking your life force energy. And this is something that most people do not consider. Think of it like a balloon. A balloon may have the tiniest pinprick of a hole, but what's going to happen to that balloon? It is going to deflate and become completely flat. It doesn't matter that that hole, that leak, is super, super, super tiny. It doesn't matter at all. All the air, the life force of that balloon, is going to drain out, and it is going to be left limp and powerless without any effect. So we have to look at our own life and energy field the same way. Where are you leaking your life force energy? So I'll give you some examples of what that can look like. Perhaps every time life starts to get uncomfortable, and your dissatisfaction or your anger starts to rise, what do you do to numb that out? What do you do to make that frustration, dissatisfaction, anger, pain go away? Do you drink alcohol? Do you smoke weed? Do you eat sugar? Just eat anything? What is your thing that you might label a pressure reliever or a coping mechanism? What is that thing that you do? And maybe there's several things that you do. But what you've just done is robbed yourself of the motivation to finally lean the frick in and make some changes. You have, instead of gathering that anger, that dissatisfaction, that frustration around you and using it as your rocket fuel, you have engaged in a behavior or practice that drains all of that powerful emotional energy out of your field and leaves you placid and static yet again. So that's the first thing to be aware of. The second thing to be aware of is the lies that you tell yourself. You know, what are the lies that you tell yourself where you either don't want to face something or you don't want to deal with something? And usually this means losing something. You know, perhaps it means losing your relationship, losing a friendship, losing your position in the family. You know, maybe you've been known as the wonderful one, the golden child, and maybe you're not willing to let go of that position, to lose that position. So instead of saying that I don't like this anymore and I need to make this change and I need to not do that anymore, instead you lie to yourself and you say, well, it's okay, I'll be okay. I'll just help this one time. You know, there's a million different ways that we lie to ourselves. And if we can become rigorously truthful, and what helps us become rigorously truthful, it's allowing those emotions, instead of leaking out the energy of those emotions, to drain ourselves back into equilibrium. You know, don't let go of your emotions. Your emotions contain a unique frequency, and you can use that frequency to craft a new reality. This is like a superpower. Don't drain or suppress or waste your emotions. They're very powerful. They're there to help you. If you feel you can't manage your emotions and you're afraid of your emotions, then that's an area that you need to build some fluency in, right? So something like my laser tapping course would be an ideal tool to use for that. Or there's a book by Carla McLaren all about how to work with emotions and how to put them into flow so that you can dance with them and derive life force energy from them and, you know, eventually manage them and make peace with them and flow them around your body and through and out in a way that's beneficial to you. Here's another saboteur. Waiting until you feel good enough, strong enough, smart enough, educated enough. Fill in the blank, right? Wherever your points of low self-confidence and low self-esteem are, you're waiting to fix those, or you're waiting for those to be healed or somehow magically go away before you take the action that you know you need to take. And here's the thing. This is the root of the saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. Because those things are not going to go away. Many of our insecurities and our lack of confidence and whatnot, they can be with us for life. Because as soon as we up level, as soon as we get bigger, We're back off the deep end of the cliff again. We're back free falling through space. And guess what? We don't feel confident and we don't feel secure. So it's not this thing of, oh, yesterday I had no confidence and today I'm confident. That's not the way confidence works. That's not the way belief in yourself, self-esteem, that's not the way those things work. Allow them. Accept them. and have the courage to take action anyway. That's the way out of low self-confidence and low self-esteem. Just own it. Own your fear. Own your feelings of lack. Own your feelings of not enough. And who cares? Do it anyway. Do the action. So you're not stopping your feelings. You're not stopping your emotions. You're not trying to tell yourself a story and dupe yourself out of it. You are being 100% truthful with who you are and where you're at. And then you're taking action anyway. In my laser tapping program, one of the things that helps as much as the actual technique is when you tap on the karate chop point and you say, "And nonetheless, I choose to love and accept myself anyway." We don't wait to someday mythically love and accept ourselves, that it's just gonna, you know, snap, happen. No, we choose to love and accept ourselves anyway, regardless of how useless we are and how much of a loser we are. It doesn't matter. Who cares? You're actually in charge of that. So don't wait to feel confident enough. Don't wait to feel pretty enough or strong enough or capable enough. Just identify the action you need to take to start moving you towards your desire and act. Feel all those fears and act anyway. Here's another common saboteur: not identifying or having a strong enough why. For you to really get behind a dream or a desire or a goal and to be willing to put in all the work and effort and energy that's needed to make that desire into reality, you have to know why you want it. You have to know why it's important to you. So just saying, "Oh, that'd be cool. That would be really fun. I'd really love to do that," is not going to give you the motivation and the staying power that you're going to need to actually manifest that. So again, this is about getting honest with yourself. And if you have something that you're holding as your dream or your desire, first delve into it and figure out why you want that. Why is that so important to you? What are you hoping to feel after you accomplish it? What are you hoping the effects of accomplishing that are going to be? Do you have a big enough why to carry you through all the pain, all the struggle, all the heartache, and all the hard goddamn work it's going to take to manifest that dream and desire? And so again, we're talking about radical honesty with ourselves. We're talking about moving beyond shallow or ego-based motivations, because unless you're a very one-dimensional person with a very empty life, that's not going to give you enough drive to actually succeed. You're going to just peter out, and other things are going to clamor for your attention, and other things are actually going to be more important. So when you get clear on your why, the bigger reason, the soul level reason, and it doesn't have to be like, "Oh, because this will feed 10,000 people," or, "Oh, this is going to shift consciousness for everyone who comes." No, it doesn't have to be something big or grand. Your why can be as simple as, "This will bring me immense joy, and every cell in my body wants to experience that feeling." That's a strong why. You know, many people that I know of cannot afford a horse, could not in any foreseeable future afford a horse, but they know that just being with that horse is going to bring them so much joy. It is something they have longed for since childhood. The heart field of the horse, our heart entrains to its rhythm. Downregulates our nervous system. people who own horses live 15 years longer, even if you don't know all of these facts about having a horse in your life. Your soul and your heart yearning for a horse is because there's a part of you, some level of you, that understands how much joy and satisfaction that's going to bring you. And that is enough. That is a strong enough why. But you have to identify what that why is in order to take on that second job so that you can afford that horse, or be willing to go without buying another Starbucks so you can afford your horse's hay, or, you know, and all those things put together usually. But when your why is clear enough and it's something that interfaces with your soul, you will then have enough motivation to make that dream or that desire happen. Another element that people will often label as a saboteur is lack of self-discipline. However, from what I've seen, when it's important enough, when you have a strong enough why, when you want it badly enough, you will automatically have the self-discipline. So if you have all those elements, but you don't have the self-discipline, that's when you are running a subconscious saboteur. And that can take many forms, right? A subconscious saboteur could be, I don't deserve that. Or, if that happens to me, I'll no longer be safe. Or, if I become that wealthy, I won't have any friends. No one will like me for me. They'll just be after my money. Or, rich people are cold and heartless. Or, if I become that or I achieve that, I'm going to lose my good friends. Because that's what happens when we shift and transform. That's a very strong limitation and saboteur for a lot of people. Because deep down, there's a part of us that knows we're going to lose some good friends. And that's something that sometimes we're not willing to do. Sometimes we'd rather stay small or give up our dream and not lose that friendship. And maybe that'll work. Maybe it works for 5 years. Maybe it works for a while. But if who you actually are is bigger than that friendship, you will eventually lose that friendship anyway, in some form or another. So if we can identify these subconscious saboteurs, these underground fears that are operating, again, then we can get some help to deal with them. So we're back to a technique like laser tapping or hypnotherapy or craniosacral at level 2 or higher, where there's actually a somato-emotional release component to it. These are all very effective therapies. Psychotherapy, talk therapy is useless. Do not even waste your money. It cannot interface with the subconscious. It cannot interface with the physical body. You'll spend a ton of money. You'll know exactly why you're screwed up, and you'll still be screwed up. So that's been my experience, spending $50,000 trying all different therapies during my journey to heal myself from a supposedly incurable disease. So the therapies that are effective at identifying and healing and releasing those subconscious saboteurs are the therapies that interface with the mind and the spirit and the body. We have to treat ourselves as an integrated whole, or we cannot see long-term or lasting shift. So I hope this discussion has triggered some ideas in your mind, perhaps opened up some pathways for you to explore. And let's end with a little mini tapping session so you can experience what a mind-body-spirit interface looks and feels like. So what we're going to do, I'm going to instruct you and you're going to follow along and say the words that I say out loud. And you're going to tap on the acupuncture points that I'm going to describe to you. So the first one is on the outside fleshy part of the palm of your hand, where it's called the karate chop point. So if you were going to do a, you know, break a board with your hand, like you've seen martial artists do, and they go hi-ya, and they chop at the board, that fleshy outer part of the palm is called the karate chop point. And you tap on that point with all four fingers in a line. So begin tapping on the karate chop point on the side of your hand and repeat after me. Even though I may have a lot of saboteurs, even though my subconscious may be driving my bus, even though I have been sabotaging myself for years, and I don't know how to change that or stop it, nonetheless, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. Okay, and so the whole time that we've been talking and tapping, you have kept tapping on that karate chop point on the side of your hand. Okay, and now let's move to a point on the chest. It's right where your heart is, but in the center of your chest. It's where your thymus gland is. So just underneath your where your collarbone comes together, about an inch below that, and just right in the center of your chest. So we're going to just make a loose fist and tapping on the center of your chest and repeat after me. All these excuses, all these delays, all these reasons why not, all these limiting beliefs, all this failure to give myself permission, all this judgment of myself, I wonder if maybe, just maybe, I'm ready to let some of that go. I wonder if maybe, just maybe, I'm willing to start cleaning out the clutter and junk in my field. I wonder if I'm ready to get clear on my why. I wonder if I'm ready to tell the truth about how I feel and to use the power of those emotions to help myself. I wonder if maybe, just maybe, I'm willing to move into a new space of partnership with my mind, body, and soul, united and working together. That sounds like a good idea. I think I could be open to moving in that direction. Just a little bit, not too much. Just whatever feels safe for me. And I choose right now. I choose to love and accept myself anyway. I choose someday to be able to love and accept myself deeply and completely. Okay, take a deep breath. And go and drink some water. That was a very brief, just a little introduction, a little feeling. But see how your body feels now. You know, notice if anything has changed in your body, in your nervous system. Do you feel more tired? Do you feel more alert? It's just interesting to observe and become aware. And normally, if we were to do a tapping session on a saboteur, we would pick one saboteur, and we would probably, a tapping session would take about 30 minutes just for that one saboteur, because there would be layers, and there would be history, and there would be emotional memories of when that was active in your past or perhaps in your childhood. So this was just to give you a little taste and a little feeling about it and give you a little experience. If you like it, go to lasertapping.com and you can try an entire free session and see how your body mind feels about that. Thank you for joining me. See you next episode.